May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So in the Bible, we hear Jesus talking a lot about the need to love your neighbor. But I never remember him saying anything about having to like your neighbor. And I very much doubt that I would have liked John the Baptist with his smelly old camel hair shirt and his locusts and wild honey and his shouting at everybody. And whenever I hear a reading about John the Baptist, it reminds me of someone who I'd known in England since teenage years, who became a clergyman like me, who I really did not like at all. And I'm sure the feeling was mutual between us. And he was really my personal John the Baptist. He was the kind of guy I never looked forward to seeing because I knew he would always have some little barb or dig to make at me, no matter what the circumstances were. You know, we were from quite kind of different backgrounds, quite different personalities. I mean, I grew up in a place like Wellesley, and he grew up in the housing projects of South London, and we just were like chalk and cheese, and we'd meet at clergy meetings, and you know, we were in the same diocese, and we'd be kind of chatting about whatever. And then all of a sudden, he'd say something like, "You just want to be a bishop, don't you?" Or, "You just care about your career." Or, "You just want a comfortable parish, don't you?" And I'd like, where did that come from? And I'd be really annoyed by this, you know, because I felt it was so unfair, these things he would be saying to me. But I'd go away, and I'd think about it a little bit. And I'd think, well, you know, while he's not talking about the whole truth, which is why it seems so unfair, there was an element of truth in the things that he would say to me. And it made me kind of think about myself, about my life, about, you know, my calling to be a follower of Christ, and ask myself, you know, like hold up a mirror to that and ask myself, you know, was I living up to that, or was I living up to some kind of Adrian version of being a comfortable vicar somewhere? And it was barbed, but it was useful spiritual work that he made me do, but I still don't like him. I don't know whether you have similar characters, you know, in your life, someone who you just don't like, who you, when you see them, you think, oh, God, they're bound to say something horrible to me. And, you know, they say something, make some unfair barbed remark or something, and it just feels, you know, really annoying. But you go away afterwards and you think, you know, while that seemed unfair and while that was annoying, there was something that made their comment annoying that spoke some kind of truth to me about my life. And that nasty comment they've made is useful for me to kind of hold up a mirror to my life and ask myself, you know, am I being the person that Jesus wants me to be? Am I being that person? And this is the role of the prophets. This is what being a prophet is about. It's about speaking unpleasant truths to people. It's about telling them God's truth in a way that often we don't want to hear. This was the role of the prophets in the Old Testament. They were people who came, were sent by God to speak to the people of Israel when they had strayed from the path, when they'd strayed from the covenant that God made to them at the beginning of the Old Testament, to be his holy chosen people. He chose them not because they were special in themselves, but because he wanted them to be an example to the world of what it was to be God's people, to be organized as a society that had God at its center and justice alongside that, a place, a just society, a light to the world. And the prophets came to speak to the people of Israel when they strayed from that. And the people didn't like it. They didn't like the prophets. Take Jeremiah. When he spoke to the people of Israel and towards the end of his prophetic life, warned them that unless you repent, the Babylonians are going to overrun Jerusalem. And when he spoke those words in the temple, they got up and wanted to kill him. They tried to kill him because the words he spoke were too painful to hear. And John the Baptist is in that tradition. He's the last prophet of the Old Testament, although we hear him speaking in the New Testament. And he proclaims truth to his people. They were kind of fascinated by this man, this figure who emerged out of the wilderness. But he didn't care about being nice to them. He didn't care whether they liked him or not. He cared about speaking God's truth. "You brood of vipers," he says to them, "who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Hardly stuff to win you friends and influence people." And if he turned up here at St. Andrew's wearing his stupid old outfit and eating his locusts and wild honey, I wonder what he'd say to us. What would he say to us? What kind of rude thing would he say to us? But I know one thing he would say to us, the same thing he said to the people who came out of Jerusalem: bear fruits worthy of repentance. And just like them, we would probably ask him, what then should we do? What then should we do? And in reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise." Even the tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed to you." Soldiers also came and asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages. Share what you have, and don't use your power to exploit other people." This is how we prepare in Advent for the coming of Jesus at Christmas. And if you want an even more concrete example, or even more concrete help about how do I share my coats with other people, today is the alternative gift fair. Amen.